let's give him some more love. That was awesome. Everything's going to be all right. It will cool down. Yeah, we did. We needed to, you know, just go fired up. Break a sweat.
Yeah.
So I have a Father's Day story for you today, and some of you might have heard it, but I think it needs to be said again. So just let's listen to it this morning. It's called The Farmer. His name was Fleming, and he was a poor Scottish farmer. And one day, while trying to make a living for his family, he heard a cry for help coming from the nearby bog. And he dropped his tools and ran to the bog, and there, mired up to his waist in black muck, was a terrified little boy, screaming and struggling to free himself. And Farmer Fleming saved the lad from what could have been a slow and terrifying death. The next day, a fancy carriage pulled up to the Scotsman's sparse surroundings. An elegantly dressed nobleman stepped out and introduced himself as the farmer of the boy Farmer Fleming had saved. As the father of the boy that the farmer had saved. "I want to repay you," said the nobleman. "You saved my son's life." "No, I can't accept payment for what I did," he said. And the Scottish farmer replied, waving his offer aside. At that moment, the farmer's own son came to the door of the family hovel. "Is that your son?" the nobleman asked. "Yes," the farmer replied proudly. "I'll make you a deal," he said. "Let me take your son and give him a good education. If the lad is anything like his father, he'll grow to be a man you can be proud of." And that he did. In time, Farmer Fleming's son graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London and went on to become known throughout the world as the noted Sir Alexander Fleming, the discoverer of penicillin. Years afterward, the nobleman's son got stricken with pneumonia. What saved him? Penicillin. The name of the nobleman? Lord Randolph Churchill. His son's name, Winston Churchill. Someone once said, "What goes around comes around. Work like you don't need the money. Love like you've never been hurt. And dance like nobody's watching." I like that story because it reminds us that we have no idea what we do or who we are ripples out and touches hearts and lives. And today I'm talking about aligning our values into actions. Ernest Holmes, Dr. Holmes, our founder, he said, "Does this thing I wish to do express more life, more happiness, more peace to myself, and at the same time harm no one?" I like that. I think that's a really good way to live in life. But I would add, and does it enrich all of life? And I believe that we begin by being conscious of our own outer experiences and our inner chatter. This is our responsibility. That aligning our values with our actions. And Jesus stated, "It is the Father within that doeth the work." And Jesus lived and breathed in partnership. He lived and breathed with him partnership with God. Partnering in all he did with the beloved, in him and as him. And I think sometimes we forget that and try to do life on our own. And yet at the center of each one of us is a divine person, is that divine. And we are never alone. I think that's a really good thing to remember. I don't know about you, but there are sometimes I forget I'm not alone. And we are each endowed with this presence. And the question we ask this morning is, are we living from that center place within us? And so, or do we live detached? Well, last night, I have to tell you that Rick came down here and spent all afternoon and into the evening putting together the slides. They are really good. He was so proud. He came home last night. He said, wait till you see it. And it pops up. It's not popping today. So these are my notes that I gave him. And the first thing that it says there is, stuff happens to spiritual people. And yet we are each free to choose whether we're going to be a victim or victor of it. And Rick kept saying, it's okay, it's okay. And then I was sitting there, I said, you know, I could have gotten the flip chart, but that's okay. Stuff happens. And it's not going to make my talk any less perfect. Yes? Yay. See, because as spiritual people, we have inner resources. We have inner resources that we can deal with life's events. And to use every event as a stepping stone. He had these great stepping stones across the... He was really... Can you see it? Yeah. Yeah, just a picture in your mind, the stepping stones. And so we have to celebrate the idea that we have these inner resources, that nothing can stop us from moving forward to having the best talk ever except ourselves. And we have resources in which to deal with life's events. And let these stepping stones be our victory. Not our victimization. Now, on the screen that we had, you know, Jesus spoke in Aramaic. That was the language of his time and day. And did you know that abracadabra, do you know what it means? Besides what magicians use. Abracadabra in the Aramaic language means, I will create as I speak. Did you know that? Abracadabra. I create as I speak. Write that one down if you don't write anything down today. You know, years ago, I started this, and a lot of you remember it. I said, this is the very best talk. This is the best talk. Because this is the talk today. Because, you see, you can't go back and say, well, yeah, last week was the best talk, because this is the talk we're listening to right now. And I got that from years ago being in the restaurant business, and I realized that, you know, when I was going to ministerial school, I had to go back and waitress again because it freed up my time. And I know some of you know it was at Coco's. Now, I had never eaten in Coco's. I was kind of a snob. But they were the only ones that would hire me, so I was working at Coco's. And this one day, I made a really big mistake because I didn't even know what some of this food was. And bless my heart, I didn't even know what a patty melt was. I then learned. So I took the wrong item out to the table, which absolutely, if you've been in the restaurant business, you know that as a person starts eating it, you see, and they realize that I made the mistake, that everything in the cook and in the whole restaurant goes tilt. And the manager said to me, Maggie, we can't have that happen again. I walked away from the cook station and I said, I could get fired from Coco's. And I said, Spirit, what happened? You say, I didn't say, why did this happen? I said, what happened? And Spirit said, you have to be present in every moment with what you're doing, and you're here to serve. And in your service, you must serve all people with a gracious and glory heart. Ah, I wasn't doing that. I would walk up to a table and I'd say, yeah, what do you want? And they'd say, I don't know. What are you going to have, Susie? I go, if I'm going to a restaurant, I think about what I want to eat before. I didn't say that. So then I learned, if I'm going to be in service, if we're going to be in service, then how are we going to serve? And I realized that I would bring those patty melts that I finally learned what they look like. I would bring them to the table. I'd say, this is the best patty melt you've ever had. And they get all excited because, you see, they were hungry. So, of course, it was the best. And when you set that tone, people believe you. This is the best talk ever. Abracadabra. I will create as I speak. How are you speaking? Every day is filled with divine magic, the potential of infinite possibilities. Because you see, we are magicians. Abracadabra. Victim or victor? Best ever. Because when we speak, we do create. And if we'll allow ourselves to be in the presence of our own divine nature, when we allow our divine self to be in partnership daily, actually moment by moment, then things like the screen not working doesn't set you sideways. I didn't have to leave today. It works when we work it. Where is it in your life that you're working it really well? And where is it in your life that you would like to put a little bit more energy and time and love into that to make it all work? And I had a student just recently, a student at a class I just taught, and she came to me and she said, she was absolutely amazed. We were doing a lot of experientials in this class. And she said, after doing one of the exercises, she literally freely wrote down everything that she wanted, everything that she would like to have happen in her life around this one issue that she was desiring. And she was like, I can't believe it. Within a week, that showed up. Abracadabra. She wrote it so freely and openly, desiring that she wanted to take place and allowing the divine to bring it in. She went into partnership. Even though she'd been around this community for a long time, she's still surprised. Abracadabra. As I speak, I do create. And so what we're doing today is we're aligning our values. So what is it that you value and what are you willing to put into alignment with the divine self within you? So we need to remember how powerful our words are. I will create as I speak. Ours is to allow Spirit to work in our lives, to open, to make ourselves available to that greater good, and to more good than we could ever think possible. Remember, you can't outgive God. However, we do need to stay open to the givingness of God to work in our lives. Ask and you shall receive. So aligning our values and our actions into actions. What does that mean to you? What are your values? What do you value? Now, this was the piece de resistance on the screen. Rick had every one of these words just pop up. So pop the first word. What do you value? I value God. I value that power for good that so wants to work in my life. And every moment I realize as I was working on this talk, I go, I am always saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, that the hot water's there. Thank you, God, that we got eggs in the refrigerator. I don't know. Thank you, God, this morning we had ants in the church. They want spiritual learning too. The other thing I value, as I'm saying these values, I'd like you to think about it. Do I value that? Do I use that value? Am I aligning with it in my life today? It's only you can answer. Honesty. I start always when I think of honesty. Am I honest first with myself? That's a good one. Do I honestly love myself? Do I honestly support me? Do I honestly take the time to walk in my spiritual shoes, walk in my spiritual life as much as I possibly can? Honestly. The next thing I value, how about you? Love. Love to me is everything. Not only loving each other and loving our friends and loving the people that are here, but loving life and loving nature and loving that, you know. What do you love? The other thing, this is one of my values, I'm sure you don't know this, it's laughter. I love to laugh. Because I think laughter opens our heart. It opens us to a greater sense of our uniqueness and our divine self. And people would say always to me, they say, you're really funny. I said, yeah, you should hear me when I'm by myself. That's where it's fun. When you're by yourself and you just laugh because you like being you. Another thing I value is friends. It's good. Friends are good. The other thing I value is nature and joy and my faith, life, learning. People came over yesterday and saw my books, people who see our shelves of books. I said, there's more upstairs. It's one whole wall. I love to learn. I love doing these classes because not only do I learn, but I get to watch students learn. Fun, always have fun. Family, beauty. I like differences. I like that none of you are alike. You're not the same as the person sitting next to you. I delight in that because you're unique and you're special. Oh, I value prayer. And I value simple things. So aligning with our values means we come into our own sense of unity and harmony within ourselves. At least that's what it means to me. What does it mean to you? And how will you use that? So let's take that into prayer. So we just stop in this moment, recognizing that there is one infinite, all-embracing, all-loving presence. I call this God, the divine, the beloved, by whatever name. There is only one life, and that life is powerful, and that life lives and breathes within my very being. I am the beloved place where God shows up. Unique and special, it is the Father within that doeth the work, in me, through me, as me, and around me. I am in total and complete partnership with that one life, that one power. And what is true of me is equally, magnificently true of each and every one of us here this morning. And those friends and family that can't be with us today, they too are alive in the fullness and richness of who they are in God as God. Beloved. All people, everywhere, whether they know it or not. I'm knowing and accepting that as we move forward this day in recognizing and aligning with our own personal values, that we do so with an expanded heart. We do so with a greater sense of our unity and harmony with pure spirit. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to renew and refresh us, to lift us beyond conditions, beyond situations, into that sphere of grace and glory and infinite possibilities. I have no idea where we're going. I just know God does God's work. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust this. I live in it. I breathe it. How good it is to live in that light and that love and that glory of God. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Recognizing each and every one of us as the beloved. We just release, we let go in gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And we let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here today, please join me in saying, and so it is. So it shall be. Amen.